Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
97.1.
Mornings.
Camp Radio.
Good morning, producer Brad.
Good morning.
Good morning, DJ Majestic.
What's up, y'all?
We're having a real deep conversation before the show started, and there has been a debate that has begun. What do you do first? Our girl Tamara is feeling a little sick. She's got a little sore throat action. And I gave her some ginger crystals. And I said, hey, put the crystals in the cup first and then the hot water.
Fools.
And then Tamara's like, wait, what? My whole life, I put in the water first and then the contents. Huh. I'm like, yo, you've been doing it all wrong your whole life. Whole
That's
life,
not man. True,
your
you
whole
fools.
Whole life.
Whole life.
Why are we fools?
Because here's the thing, and Tamara nailed it right out the gates, yo. If you put all the stuff in there, whether it's like Swiss Miss, hot cocoa, it's probably, it also depends on the consistency of whatever you put in the cup, but you put the stuff in the cup, right? You dump the water in. Sometimes the water seals around it, right? Seals around. So you'll drink whatever you're drinking, and you'll get to the bottom and realize you still got a bunch of the nonsense caked to the bottom of the cup. So now what you're doing is you got to dump it in. Then you got to get a spoon. You got to stir it all crazy. You got to make sure that you get everything from the bottom. But it can like literally suck around the powder or whatever and lock it to the bottom. You make this mistake one time. You make this mistake one time, you'll never do it again, right, Tamara?
But you got to stir it.
With these ginger crystals, bro, if you put the water in first, right, the hot water in first, and then you put the crystals in there, the crystals will just hover up top.
No, you stir
it. And you're going to get the crystals in your mouth first instead of letting it be in deep.
Whoa. Who just pours something into hot water and then shoots it?
Tamara.
You got to give it a second, bro.
Chels, how do you do it?
I feel like I don't think that much about it. I think I just do whatever feels right in the moment. I think it works both ways because you're always going to stir it. So it solves both problems.
You think that, but when you make the mistake, Tamara, will you ever forget it?
No.
You will never forget it. When you get to the bottom of your hot chocolate, you're like, I thought it tasted watery. And then you realize all of it's caked at the bottom.
Tamara, when you make this tea, tell us which way you did it. Okay. If you did it the right way or the wrong way. The dumbest things. Hey, you guys know the Clippers, right? You guys heard of the Clippers?
Yeah. That basketball team?
Actually,
the good one this year in LA?
Yeah, they're like, you know what they remind me of? They've become, and Chelsea, you can relate to this. Think back to high school, right?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that one dude, that junior year, nobody like really looked at whatsoever. And then over the summer, homeboy started getting shredded.
The glow up.
Yeah. Working out.
Oh, yeah.
Looking good. His braces came off.
Oh, yeah.
Came back senior year, even knows how to play the guitar.
Shawn Mendes.
There you go.
Those are the ones I would go for.
Yeah.
You know? Because they don't have, like, they're not, like, overconfident. They're kind of like, oh, wow, people are paying attention to me. And I'm like, hey, I'm swooping in on this.
Chelsea's like, yo, I was the first to come at you, man. They're so little insecure. Chelsea's like, that's when I swoop in.
Exactly.
But anyways, the Clippers, man. By the way, they're in the playoffs right now. Second game. Playing against the defending champs Golden State Warriors last night in Golden State area out in Oakland, and they broke an NBA playoff record, guys. 31-point comeback.
Damn.
To win last night, 135-131. What up, Clippers? Looking good. Congrats.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1. Amp Radio.
Cloudy this morning. 51 degrees here in LA and in the OC. The high only going to be about 60 degrees today. And cloudy for the rest of your day. But tomorrow, we jump back up to 72 degrees and sunny. So, just, you know, dress a little warmer today. Faux show.
Grab that scarf.
Mm-hmm. Man.
That's a little dramatic.
But it's LA. It's always dramatic here.
Only if it goes well with your outfit.
We don't need any winter clothes here. But if you have them, wear them.
Facts, dude. Facts. All right, man. I don't know about how many of you guys were shocked. I was definitely shocked. I think, Brian, you were the first one that brought it to my attention yesterday when we saw the live feed and the video of this historic Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris just engulfed in flames. And it was kind of like a double take. Like, wait, what? How? Why? And, Brian, you got some more details. And you've actually visited.
Yeah, I was there like about a year and a half ago.
I took
pictures with my girlfriend there. It's amazing. I know that we think of Paris, we think of the Eiffel Tower, but that's not how people from France think of like the icon in Paris. The Cathedral de Notre Dame on the Seine River is France. It's like it's an 850-year-old cathedral, Catholic church, and it's in a really cool spot on the river. It's on like a little island. There's bridges into it, and the architecture is unbelievable. I mean, they built it. They started building it in 1163.
Wow,
that's insane to say because this is America, and we're like, whoa, 1940. That's old,
right?
Started building 1163. They finished it in 1345. Like numerous kings of England were coronated there. Napoleon was as the Emperor of France. Like, it's just wild. And at about, it was like probably 10:30 our time, 10:30 Pacific time, all of a sudden on Instagram, we just see flames engulfing the spire, which is in the center of the cathedral. And like, it went up fast. Mm-hmm. And the reason, they don't know what happened yet. They think it's an accident. It started in the attic. Initially, alarms went off about 6:30 p.m. France, Paris time. And then, but by the time 7 o'clock rolled around, like, it was like on fire. And it's, like the spire itself is over 300 feet tall, which makes it a little bit hard to deal with as firefighters. Whole thing broke out, and the reason it burned so quickly is because the walls are stone, so air goes straight up into the roof of the cathedral and basically just turned it into essentially a match head.
I see what you're saying.
You know what I mean? So, and it's crazy because 13 million people go there every year. It's like, you know, people will travel from around the world to, you know, pay homage to the Catholic Church and any.
Right.
I mean, I'm not religious myself.
Right.
But it's still like you appreciate when people like go to see something that means so much to
them. The history, the culture. And I know they're doing like construction on it, right? And
they're always
doing. The scaffolding is on there. And obviously that's going to light up quick. I just wonder what caused it, man. It's so weird to me. Of it going up in flames.
But it's just old. I mean, old. It could
be
any.
Yeah, but where did the flames come from, bro? You know what I'm saying? Like, what sparked the fire?
I heard they were saying it could be from the renovation.
Could be.
Yeah. Like, something happened, some accident. But they were also saying that they're nervous that it was, like, vandalism of some sort. They don't know yet, but obviously we'll find out more.
They can't investigate until they actually go into the whole thing. Like, I mean, they put it out for the most part. I mean, there's still going to be a little bit of smoldering here and there. But I think the biggest worry right now is just all the ancient relics of the Catholic Church. I mean, they have like the crown. They have the what they believe is the crown of thorns Jesus wore during crucifixion. Like, they have statues that are priceless. They have artwork in there. Yeah. They'd removed some of it during renovation. By the way, they're always fixing the cathedral. Mm-hmm. Like, there's not a picture in the last 45 years doesn't have scaffolding on it because it's 850 years old.
Yeah, and I did also read, though, that they were able to save the two towers of the
bell
Notre
towers.
Dame Cathedral. Mm-hmm. So that's cool. And obviously, with something like this, the beauty that comes after it is the people coming together. It is Holy Week. So a lot of people out there visiting for Holy Week. And they just are gathering on the streets and just singing hymns. There have already been a lot of people that are of money that are vouching, you know, hey, I'm going to donate X amount of millions of euros to be able to rebuild it and it will be back, you know.
They got $450 million already pledged by rich families.
Yeah.
I mean, it is crazy, man. Like, to get into the cathedral takes about 2-3 hours just that's in the line, just to go see the stained glass. And that's what people are concerned about now is like, what's the inside look like? Smoke damage. They've got one of the oldest instruments in the world. They got like a 900 pipe organ in there. That's going to be damaged, so it's never gonna be the same. Yeah. But I mean, it's just a moment in history where we can hopefully they can salvage whatever they can.
Absolutely, man. Thanks for breaking it down, bro.
The Chelsea Report.
So Justin Bieber is being sued by a paparazzi he accidentally hit with his car when he was leaving church. You may remember this incident. It actually happened back in 2017. He was leaving his worship service in Beverly Hills when he pulled away as this photographer basically was trying to snap pictures of him and just got too close to the car.
Yeah.
It's all caught on tape. After it happened, Justin got out of the car, tried to help him, and waited for the police to arrive. The photographer, though, is now saying he suffered permanent disability, emotional damages, and general damages. But what's annoying about this situation is that in 2017, when the incident happened, the photographer posted a video from his hospital bed basically saying he was fine and there was no hard feelings.
An hour before my birthday hits, I get ran over by Justin Bieber. Isn't that something? He's a good kid, though. I think the truck was a little bit too big for him, though, because there's no way he could see over the front. But he got out. He was compassionate. Accidents happen. Hopefully, everything works out here. Getting ready to go into the x-rays right now.
hopefully everything works out means hopefully I get paid for my birthday.
I mean,
and he probably maybe didn't get paid what he thought. And now, you know,
I don't think he got paid at all.
No, he's just now coming out and suing him. That's fast forward 2 years and he's like, okay, change of heart / I need to pay my bills.
Well, I didn't really get out of that he was saying, yo, I mean, accidents are accidents, but you still like it cannot be like on purpose, but you can still get hurt and still entitled money. Remember the video? Like it looked like. You know, it looked like he just got nailed by the car a little bit, but, you know, whatever. If Justin has insurance. It's not like he's going to be like, oh, this is going to break me.
That's what I was going to get. This is just something that goes through the insurance, and I'm sure it'll get handled that way.
But why wait 2 years?
I don't know.
You know what I mean?
Maybe
like,
until now he's feeling the pain. Because some people go through that. You are in a car accident and you think you're fine. And then years later is when you feel that back pain coming up or whatever.
Maybe. I mean, he may not have waited 2 years on purpose. Maybe he tried to go through insurance and they were like, you know, like insurance companies do. Nah. And then he's got to go sue him.
Facts.
Sounds a little fishy to me. It's fine. Lil Nas X has officially beat out Drake. Are you guys happy now?
We were happy day one, yo.
Yay! My man, Lil Nas X coming up.
So just 1 week after Old Town Road became the number one song, it also broke a streaming record that was previously set by Drake. Drake's In My Feelings broke the record in July with 116 million streams. And Old Town Road now has the record, which is set at 143 million streams.
Oh, bro.
So there you go.
I was thinking like, you know, how is this song so big and huge, both on Billboard charts, streaming, so on and so forth? And obviously, it's the buzz that came from getting kicked off the country charts on Billboard, and then everybody kind of got behind it, kind of like this Rudy story. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But also, if you think about it, what other song has gotten played on country radio, top 40 radio, and hip-hop urban stations? What other song has been played on all three? I can't think of any songs that have been hit, you know, played on all these types of radio stations. And he's got to be the first or one of the first. And I think that's why it's had such a big impact. Yeah.
It's just easy to sing along with. It's not like complex. It's got like 9 different words in it.
The funny thing is now, I mean, everyone I feel like is trying to cover it. We have another country singer who just did a cover, Keith Urban. Here's his version.
I want to take my horse to the Old Town Road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more.
Keith Urban.
Got some serious twang to that one.
Approved.
Yesterday, Bebe Rexha revealed she's been diagnosed with bipolar disorder, which is a mental health condition that causes extreme mood swings.
Awesome.
In a tweet, she said, "For the longest time, I didn't understand why I felt so sick, why I felt lows that made me not want to leave the house or be around people, and why I felt highs that wouldn't let me sleep, wouldn't let me stop working or creating music. Now I know why. I'm bipolar, and I'm not ashamed anymore. That's all. Crying my eyes out." She also said, "I don't want you to feel sorry for me. I just want you to accept me." She also talked about new music she's been working on, saying it's her favorite album because she isn't holding anything back. She's being totally raw and vulnerable.
Yeah, we wish her all the best through this process and be able to understand it. Mm-hmm. You know, I know Demi Lovato has been working through that as well. And Chelsea, you were mentioning this off the air, but like a lot of people that are artists suffer from bipolar disease. And in a sense, it's all, that's why they can go there. You know, like you're saying, like
they
the lows
feel the
and the highs.
They feel the lows. That's when they're most inspired because they don't know how else to get that emotion out.
Yeah.
So they write a song, you know.
Well, the important part is that she can like, you can chemically maintain like when you get to the low part. Because that's like why, unfortunately, why we lose a lot of people.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
they can't handle the lows. With every swing, it's like a pendulum. With every swing that goes super high, it's going to come right back the other way. That's how bipolar mental health works.
Yeah. So we wish her the best. That's all I have for the Chelsea Report. To catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app. So you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
If you get sick all the time, you're like, yo, what is it? It could just be the type of guy you date. A new study has revealed which dudes have the most bacteria, the most sucios. Chels is thinking back at her catalog right now.
I mean, she just came off Coachella. If that didn't get you sick, I don't know what will.
Your voice is starting to sound a little raspier today, Chels.
I know.
From this weekend.
Yeah, well, you know.
What kind of dude did you kiss this weekend?
I mean, come on.
She didn't say none. That's probably in good shape.
Let's see if it lines up with the study that we just found, Chels.
All right.
No, okay.
I'm waiting to hear.
All right, here it is. I will say this. This type of guy is actually in studio right now.
Whoa.
Oh.
Brad's got a beard.
That is correct.
Oh! Bearded men.
Producer Brad, men with beards are dirtier, check this out, according to study, than even dogs. According to this new study that was sponsored by Gillette.
I believe him.
Yeah.
No defense, bro.
It catches things. It catches things. You have to constantly keep it clean. Oh. It's a nightmare, but my wife likes it, so I keep it.
And plus, it kind of gives you a little bit more of a little jaw situation.
A little bit more?
Oh, my gosh. Everyone thought I lost weight when I grew the beard. I was like, I'm fine. I don't even need to go to the gym.
I mean, that's why Santa Claus has a beard.
to hide his double chin? Triple chin? That's some stuff, dog.
Just grow it over.
Chels, would you say that's facts?
Well, honestly, I honestly can say that I don't think I've ever made out with a guy with a beard.
What?
Yeah, maybe like some scruff. Does that count? But not like a beard.
It's got to be a beard.
Like a full-on beard. So like, I think
Brian
I'm good
and
to go.
I have a little bit of scruff.
It's got to be something that you can like get food caught in. Like if I get food caught in this scruff, it's just on my face. Like that's just poor.
Producer Brad, how do you clean your beard in regards to there like not being as much bacteria to protect your wife?
Well, A, whenever I'm eating, I'm constantly like napkin every time after every bite, which is a hassle, but I'm into it. But also I clean this beard quite frequently.
Has your wife ever found food in it for real?
No.
No,
okay, no, I'm very, very conscious about it.
Chelsea,
I mean, there was the one popcorn situation.
You just said ill gross to producer Brad. That's what's
up. Whatever.
Can you ever just...
You can take it.
Can you ever smell like something that you ate like hours later, like ranch dressing?
Guys, I'm really sick.
Yeah, absolutely.
Of course, right?
It's great. Especially when you enjoyed the thing you ate.
Right, like that brunch burger from IHOP. It's got like egg and bacon in it.
I'm still smelling that one.
All right.
So there you go. Ladies and gentlemen that date dudes with beards, they're dirtier than dogs. FYI.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1 Amp Radio.
Your chance to win 4 passes to watch the new animated comedy movie Missing Link. By playing Is Brian Smarter Than Your Car Full of Kids? The kids' trivia game that he has yet to win at. We are live on Instagram right now at 97.1 Amp Radio if you want to check us out. Chelsea, are you feeling worse today than yesterday? You came yesterday morning, you came straight from Coachella. You didn't even go home. You were all glittered up. Which day do you feel worse, yesterday or today?
I feel like yesterday I was out of it and just kind of loopy, and today I definitely am feeling like my throat's a little raspy. I'm kind of just, I'm not really sure what's going on.
Remember back in the day when you used to be able to recover from Coachella?
Yeah, you bounced back. Oh. No.
The good old days, man. She's going to be out till Thursday.
Good times.
Debbie from Silmar, good morning.
Good morning.
What a beautiful chorus right there. Debbie, who is rolling in your car right now?
This morning I have Noah, Natalia, and Nicholas.
Nice. What's all that? Ends. Was that on purpose?
Yes, it was.
Nice. Good times. All right. Here we go. Brian.
So you can get like monogram backpacks and they ain't got to change nothing.
Exactly.
You
know what I
mean? That's right.
Backpacks with initials.
Exactly.
It's the same.
Just pass them on down.
Pass them on down. All right. Brian's going to step outside of the studio. We're going to ask you both the same three questions. You have 30 seconds to answer. Natalia, why do you believe you're going to be able to beat Brian this morning?
Because he has a great losing streak and he sucks at kids' trivia.
Ooh, he said sucks.
Yeah, I know, man. That one kind of stung a little bit for some reason. At least she didn't call me dumb like the last week.
She just specified kids' trivia. That's the part.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was a compliment.
Polite.
All right, here we go. 30 seconds on the clock. In the movie Missing Link, what type of animal is Mr. Link?
You got this.
Sasquatch.
Okay. Number two, name one villain in the cartoon PJ Masks.
Oh. Luna Girl.
Number three, finish the lyrics to this song.
Hot dog, hot dog, hot diggity dog. Now we got ears, it's time for cheers. Hot dog, hot dog, the problem solved.
Oh.
In the Mickey Mouse Clubhouse.
All right, there it is. They were all singing along or not. You know what's good about this crew right here? That Noah is 15, Natalia's 10, Nicholas is 8. So they each like answered one of the questions depending on what they're into, right?
That teamwork.
Great teamwork.
All right, Brian, this one looks really tough for you, bro, to be honest. But I think the answers are going to be hilarious from you. All right, same three questions coming your way. In the movie Missing Link, what type of animal is Mr. Link?
Bobcat.
Why, though?
Well, lynx. Like, you know, a lynxy bobcat thing. Are they the same animal?
I thought you were going to say wiener dog.
What?
It's like lynx. Like hot dog lynx.
I thought we were talking about, like, back in the, like, Stone Age days, right?
Maybe.
Wiener dogs.
Number two. Name one villain in the cartoon PJ Masks.
You guys are dumb, yo. Let's go with Willy.
That's it?
Willy.
Number three. Finish the lyrics to this song, Brian.
Hot dog, hot diggity dog, now we got ears, it's time for cheers. Hot dog, hot dog, hot problem solved. Hot dog and a diggity dog.
Diggy, diggy, dog.
All right, there it was. Let's go through them real quick.
Hot D-O-double-G. Does that work?
Snoop. In the movie Missing Link, what type of animal is Mr. Link? Brian, you said?
Bobcat.
The kid said wrong. Sasquatch. They are correct.
Dang it!
Good job, kids. Name one villain in the cartoon PJ Masks. Brian, you said?
Willy.
The kid said
wrong.
Luna Girl.
I mean, come on.
They are correct. And in finish the lyrics to this song, Brian, you actually got that one right. The kids got it wrong.
No way. It's hot D-O-double-G.
So you got one out of three, bro.
Oh, man, what a come up. Win today.
Congratulations, Debbie, Noah, Natalia, Nicholas. You are the winners.
Yeah.
Good job.
I love it. Thank you guys for listening to us. Have a great day and enjoy the movie.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Amp Radio.
Mornings.
Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
This video has gone viral. Mom freaking out after finding her kids.
I'm crying because, look. Teddy found the buzz cutter.
So many of you got your first haircut thanks to one of your brothers and sisters that found, you know, the hair clippers or scissors and just said, hey, come over real quick. Let me clip you up real quick and just cut your hair off. Or some of you have done it on your own. Chels, you cut your own bangs at one point as a kid.
I cut my bangs and it was not a good look. They were so short and they like stuck up. Like,
you look like an emo rocker?
Exactly.
At like five?
Oh, yeah.
When I was like 5 years old, my aunt thought she was being funny. And so she like blow dried my hair like all wacky. And I was super pissed off about it. And I went and cut off all the hair that was like sticking up.
Oh, shoot.
So I ended up having like on my entire head, like I had like a streak down the middle that was bald and all sorts of like bald spots everywhere from just doing it with scissors. Cause I wanted it, like I didn't want that hair sticking up anymore. And the next day we had my aunt's wedding. So, sucker.
You're going to wear a hat for the wedding.
I was the ring bearer. It was a really bad look.
But listen to the rest of this audio. She has her son, Teddy, and Teddy has a little sister named Eloise. And the mom is freaking out because she walked into this.
I'm crying because, look, Teddy found the buzz cutter. Eloise, turn around. God, oh my God. Look it. Do you like your haircut?
No.
Turn around. Why'd you let brother do that?
She said she wanted me to do that a lot, and so I did it. And
did you cut Fred's hair?
A little.
Even the dog got it, by the way. So
good.
The little sister had like little ponytails, and there was only one left alive. And the whole entire back of her head, it's shaved now, but the front is still there.
Yo.
And my man, he cut his own hair too, but his hair was shaved off from the right side all the way down, but the left side was still there, and in the very front.
He had like one string.
Just one string hanging down, you know?
So good.
Like that's a little great. Jerry curl, but that was it. And my man's like, yo, she says she you know, wanted it a lot.
The best part about that is that that little guy has no idea how serious moms take, like, that first haircut situation.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you can always tell that every single mom does this. They refuse to cut their kid's hair forever.
Yeah.
Like, every little kid ends up looking like Mowgli from The Jungle Book until someone's like, yo, you have to cut that. The kid is ridiculous. Crazy.
And again, I don't know if it's a culture thing, but, like, my daughter's hair has already been cut 3 times. And obviously, we're Mexicanos, but allegedly, according to my mother-in-law, It's to help her grow healthier hair. At the end of the day, I think it's just a way that Jenna's like, yo, I don't have to comb my hair like this. It's easier on me, you know?
All white kids look like they grew up on like a desert island, like after a shipwreck before they cut it, man. It's awful.
Legit. Coming up next in the Chelsea Report, what you working with, Chelsea?
So Justin Bieber called out Billie Eilish for something she did to him. And this one celebrity has announced her family is donating a lot of money to help build Notre Dame. That's coming up at 7:50 in the Chelsea Report.
The Chelsea Report.
So this video was circulating online yesterday. I've watched it like 15 times because I think it's adorable.
Oh, Chels.
It has to do with Justin Bieber and Billie Eilish. So first, some backstory.
Okay.
Basically, Billie is, she's a huge Justin Bieber stan. She had fan accounts growing up. She talked about it on Ellen. And now she's like become this big star and she's kind of opening up about it. And the thing that's funny about Billie is she's really cool. Like she, if you watch her perform, her music, it's kind of like emo and like she's just... She's cool. She's awesome. And
she crushed Coachella this weekend too.
Yeah, it was one of my favorite performances at Coachella. But it's funny when she talks about Justin, she like becomes this fangirl. And I actually interviewed her a couple weeks ago and she told me that she was freaking out because Justin DM'd her after she found out that she was a big fan.
Uh-huh.
And he like DM'd her just kind of being like, hey, you know, saying hi, I'm also a fan of yours. And she said it was funny because when he DM'd her, he found a message she wrote him 5 years ago.
Jeez.
Which was like her being a fan, being like, hey, Justin. Well, here's part of the interview I'll play for you.
Justin's barely getting to 2014 DMs.
That's right.
I guess he scrolled up and saw a message I had sent in 2014.
Which was, what did you say was embarrassing?
A little bit.
What did you say?
I'm going to send one thing, and it was like, hey, Justin, I just wanted to talk. How are you? Please answer. Like,
did you use emojis?
No, I refused to use emojis back then. So I only did like the little slash with the heart.
She's so funny. And so she hasn't met him yet, but the video that's been circulating online is her at Coachella. They actually met.
Right.
And it's really cool. They're like in this middle of like this crowd.
Yeah.
And Justin's kind of standing there and he has like a mask over his face. And you can tell she's like, wait, is that him? I can't tell if it's him.
Right.
And then realizes it is and they embrace. And here's kind of like the crowd screaming because they all know. This is like such a moment.
That's
funny. That's so good. I'll post the video on 97.1 Amp Radio's social because it's awesome. You have to see it.
That's cool. If you think about it, right? No matter how big you are, how hot you are right now, celebrity wise, you're always going to fangirl about someone else.
Oh, yeah.
Period, right?
Also, be careful those DMs you sent.
Seriously.
Right? You ever had that happen to you where you go to text somebody or something and you see the message you sent to them like 3 years ago that went unreplied to and you're like, oh, okay.
It was like the late night text you sent when you're a little tipsy. You're like,
whoopsies.
Oh,
boy.
Facts.
So it was a tragic day yesterday as we watched flames rip through the Notre Dame Cathedral, which burned for hours on end in the center of Paris. It's the most visited tourist attraction in Paris, top five in Europe. The structure is over 800 years old.
Beautiful.
Many celebrities took to Twitter to express their heartache. Camila Cabello tweeted, my heart is breaking seeing the fire at Notre Dame. I'll never forget walking in the first time in Paris and being in awe of the beauty of it. Game of Thrones star Maisie Williams wrote, interrupting my birthday to express how much pain I'm in watching the Notre Dame fire unfold. Such an incredible building. I'm so sad. Ellie Goulding tweeted, feel profoundly sad about this. So much lost in a few seconds. I'm praying for the fire to be contained soon. Utterly heartbreaking. And just a side note, actress Selma Hayek's husband actually announced that their family is donating over $100 million to rebuild Notre Dame.
Wow. Did you know she was married to a billionaire in France?
Oh, bro.
Yeah, I found that out. Like, I read this, like, Selma Hayek's French billionaire husband donates a bunch of money. I'm like, wait a minute, she's married to I thought she was married to, an actor out here. I know she's married to a billionaire.
Apparently, his family owns a bunch of big brands, Gucci.
In fashion.
Mm-hmm. So
Selma Hayek, man, Mexicana right there. She did it right.
Nice to see her coming up.
Well, she was an awesome actress. She's an awesome actress.
Oh, she's crushing
it. Came up on that, but definitely came up a little more with that.
There you go. That's all I have for the Chelsea Report. To catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Major drama has broke out for Amelia in Brian's long-distance relationship with his awesome girlfriend, Jessica. She lives in Atlanta in his house. And it's due to this hot British actor that moved into Brian's house, and he allowed this to happen. And my man even plays the guitar.
Yeah, hold up. It's not good.
Hold up. I did allow it technically.
Exactly,
but
bro.
Listen, there's only a couple things in my life that like trump any of my decision making, and one of them is my mother. And she decided my mother decided this was a good idea. So my mother's being a hater.
So, rumors bursted out yesterday. My man Brian hit me up right away, and he was tripping.
Yeah, I was heated yesterday, man. I was really pissed off.
We'll get into what that rumor is, but I will remind you, Brian, that when we first talked about this, our listeners called in right away and said, yo, Brian, that was a really dumb decision to let this dude move in with your girlfriend. This is what they had to say.
Sorry, Brian. Yeah, just from the description of him. I'd leave my husband for him. So hope you said your goodbyes to Jamie.
To Jamie? Chastity, but it's never happened to you where a roommate jacked or hooked up one of your significant others, right?
Definitely not, but see? I never put myself in that situation.
Yeah. Michael from Cerritos, here it is. A guy calling in to put another guy at peace. Michael, go ahead, bro. Put Brian at peace, please.
Yeah, no, I can't put him at peace. I let my best friend move in with me and my wife, and I came home to them in a real compromising situation. So, dude, take a box.
Are you sure they weren't just doing yoga?
I've never seen naked yoga before.
Oh, Michael, did you end things with your wife?
Well, actually, they kind of ended it. I came back from taking a walk because I was just blown away, and there were garbage bags with my clothes on the front. Oh. They were gone.
Oh, hell no. Jeez, wow, downward dirty dog in that house.
It was real funny last week, wasn't it, Brian?
Finish him.
I mean, it got less funny when he walked up the stairs with like a man bun and he could actually pull it off and an acoustic guitar. I was like, oh, man.
So, before you guys all start texting in and calling and going, I told you, Brian. What is the actual rumor that you heard, Brian?
Nah, so this is it. Everything is going pretty well, all right? Like, Louis being cool. Like, he's out there meeting with agents, doing his thing. Jessica's doing stuff. It's the trifling friends.
Whose friends?
My girlfriend's trifling friends. Trifling-ass friends getting in the mix now.
What are they doing?
It's just their opinions that I don't need. You know what I mean? Like, I'm in a long-distance situation. I realized this was a mistake. My mom totally screwed me. Like, this is a bad idea. He's a sweet dude, but this is just kind of awkward, right? But all her friends, every time she tells someone, like, who's living with her, her friends have an opinion and some sort of theory as to why I would do this. And yesterday she tells me that her friend of a friend. So it's like second degree trifling.
Yeah, that's a whole nother level of trifling.
Yeah, so it's like a trifling drive-by. But it's like, hey, here's this detail. So she goes, oh, my friend's friend, this is what she said. She said that the only reason I'd move a guy into my house with her is to distract her so that she doesn't catch that on that I have a side chick in L.A. that I'm seeing.
Wow. Hell no.
Like, that, for yo, real.
Yo, that girl's got to be single and hating.
Oh,
that
yeah,
created
for sure.
that rumor, bro.
I was also like, you have dated some scumbags. Like, that is a level of, like, crazy planning. I'm not capable of
but
that.
But, like, Brian level with us.
Ooh.
Do you?
No. God, no.
Wow.
My God.
Chelsea, how dare you?
Just curious.
I mean, the question needed to be asked. For the record, I had to put it out there. I actually didn't say I didn't yet.
Oh.
Look, dude, I have enough. Like, and that's the funny part. She goes, the distractions. I'm like, you think this is worth all that distraction? I live on the other side of the country. 3-hour time difference. I can just turn my phone off. She's like, is that what you do? And I'm like, oh, God. Just I'm digging quiet. Myself wow. a hole.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, Brian, I don't know if I could say it because we are live on the radio 812 right now. Can I say the other thing that's been happening?
Sure. Why not? We'll find out what it is.
That homeboy's like trying to hang out with your girlfriend a lot.
Oh, yeah. He's trying to kick it, but he's just trying to be nice, man.
Well, that's what you think. Okay, Ryan.
He's like,
I love those foreign guys with guitars.
Like,
they're never just trying to be nice.
Chelsea knows foreigners, bro.
With guitars.
With guitars.
Look,
that's
look.
Her type.
He's just trying to be nice, and he's like, he asked her to go get drinks a couple times.
Exactly.
How much
get her a little saucy? Yeah, I know.
How much he want to hang out with her? A lot.
Look, here's the bad part, right? Like that, I mean, he's a sweet dude. Like, I trust that situation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is a problem I didn't foresee. We talked about, like, naked yoga and watch out. But I did not anticipate on being accused
yeah.
of being the one cheating. And I go, you don't believe that, right? And she goes, just in the back of my head now. And I'm trifling ass friends.
That's going to cost you a Gucci handbag for sure.
Mm-hmm. So next time we're out in Vegas, it's going to cost me something.
Listen, Ryan, to make you feel better, bro. You're not the first person that some trifling folk have made up some ridiculous story about. And our AMP listeners are going to call in right now, text in. What crazy, ridiculous things have you been falsely accused of in your life that are absolute lies? Unless you want to confess to it. 877-971-HITS. Hit us up with a call or text. Brian, what's on our text, bro?
We got one from the 714. Brian, hook him up with Chelsea already.
I know, right? Come on. That's what I've been saying this whole time.
You know where Atlanta is. Get on a plane tomorrow. We will
just
give you the day
your door.
Off. Exactly,
yes.
With a guitar. We got this one, Chastity. This is starting to sound like a Lifetime movie. Next time you show up, he's going to have cut his man bun off, and he'll be working in radio.
Oh, damn. Oh. Taking over your life.
I know.
The shredded version of you.
Exactly. This is so much
the
worse.
Upgraded version.
Exactly. I don't want to say it out loud, but you did.
Like, you're 1.0, but he's 2.0.
That's right, guys. Oh, chill. Guys, we all got it the first time.
Oh,
does anyone else have an analogy?
Yeah, like when you get an iOS update to fix the bugs.
Uh-huh.
That's him.
Yeah. That one always dies faster. Drains your battery. Yesenia says, tell that friend to kick rocks. She's just jealous. She probably likes the guy that won't give her any time. She's hate on your relationship. Thank you, Yesenia.
Let's go to our phone lines right now. Charlie from LA, you were also in a long distance relationship when some ridiculous thing got made up, man. What were you falsely accused of, bro?
Well, I was in a long distance relationship with my girlfriend for 3 years, and about a year into it, I decided to quit drinking. I just wanted to get in better shape and spending my time a little differently, and all of her friends just decided that I was stopping drinking to keep myself from cheating on her, and that I spent the first year of our relationship just cheating on her nonstop out here in L.A.
Oh,
whoa, that's a bit of a stretch.
I know, right?
Damn, bro, that's messed up. What kind of long distance was it? Like, was it from L.A. to San Bernardino, or, like, deeper than that?
It was L.A. to Baltimore.
Jeez!
Oh, yeah, I'm living that life, man. Plus, here's the other thing. When you go east to west, you get in a little bit of an argument at, like, 7 o'clock your time. That's 10 o'clock. They go to bed, and now you're, like, just sitting there all night long just staring at your phone, like, how much trouble? Hey, she's still mad? What's she doing?
It's yeah, no, worst. I think I'm getting the silence treatment, and she's actually just fast asleep, so I'm just there, too.
Do you think that was ultimately why your relationship ended?
Oh, no, we're going strong. She moved out here with me and moved in. We've been living together for
Finally!
Yeah, man. You got it. You get to the goal.
Brian, there is hope, my man.
Yes, Charlie, you're the best.
But Charlie, be honest. Yeah. Would you have ever moved in a hot-ass, shredded British actor that plays the guitar to move in with your girlfriend in Baltimore?
Oh, no.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
97.1.
Mornings.
Camp Radio.
Daniel from Whittier with the boys all prettier. What up, bro?
Hey, what's up?
Is that facts? Is it true that the boys are prettier?
Yes, it is.
You didn't say it as confidently as I wanted you to.
Anytime we ask the girls.
I'm still waking up.
Daniel, what have you been falsely accused of in your life, my man?
So I'm 26 years old, and I text my 40-something-year-old coworker to make sure she was going to be at work the next day. Actually, I'm a liar. I called her to see if she's going to be at work. So obviously, there's no harm there, no sneakiness. And the husband's like, "Why are you calling my wife for? You trying to get with her?" And I'm like, "Dude, your wife's like old. Heck no." He comes to my job, comes to my parking lot, and says he wants to meet me just to make sure like I'm cool. I meet with him. Yeah, it's
Daniel, you do realize that his wife is not old to him.
To me,
yo.
To me.
That's the funniest thing ever. You're cheating. You're sleeping with my wife. Gross.
Yeah.
Anyway, now I feel insulted.
Like, wait, hold on. I still want to beat you up.
Not mad at different reasons.
Daniel, what kind of work do you and your coworker do?
Well, she's still here, so hopefully she's not listening to you guys. But I work at a hospital.
Got it.
Yeah, something about the scrubs, I guess.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
They love a man in uniform, even if it's got blood and all sorts of stuff on it.
Even if I have a beer belly sticking out of it.
And you know, her husband knows what they say. Whittier, where the boys are prettier, and that's you, bro.
If I was from Cerrito, this wouldn't be happening, I guess.
Insulting everybody today. This dude's wife, Cerritos. This whole town can have it now.
Old people.
The Chelsea Report.
Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson has become the NFL's highest paid player.
Really?
My guy.
Yeah. He's getting a $140 million four-year extension.
Damn.
With a $65 million signing bonus.
Get him, my man.
Like 107 of that is guaranteed fully. Like, that's he could crazy. Stop playing tomorrow and still gets $107 million.
Yeah, that's rare, especially in football. Usually in baseball, it's guaranteed.
Well, it means he's
cool.
He's getting paid more than Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady.
Oh, suck it, Brady.
Yeah. So last night he posted a video of him and his wife, singer Sierra, basically laying in bed and celebrating.
I thought you were saying just counting money.
Well, pretty much. Sierra looks very happy.
Kind of a power couple in there.
Hey, Seattle, we got a deal.
Go Hawks.
Go Hawks.
Good night.
Time for y'all to go to bed.
Finally, we can go to sleep.
See y'all in the morning.
Is that what it sounds like when you're a gazillionaire? Your voice just changes?
Y'all, if you know Russell Wilson, like, he got real confident after that contract.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, he never, like, Russell Wilson is the most boring athlete in history. And then he posts a video, like, in bed with Sierra. It's like, nah, he's cool now.
Another person who's gotten really confident lately, Lil Nas X.
Yeah, I'm gonna take my horse to the old town road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more.
I got the horses in the bag.
He's officially, what were you going
to
say?
This is about to be the karaoke song of the summer.
Is it?
Oh, for sure. It's so easy to do. We can do it.
He has officially beat out Drake. So basically, just 1 week after Old Town Road became the number one song, it also broke a streaming record that was previously set by Drake. Damn. Drake's In My Feelings broke the record in July with 116 million streams. And Old Town Road's new record is now 143 million streams.
Think about that for a second. I know it's fun and we're like, yeah, you know, Old Town Road, blah, blah, blah. My man just beat Drake.
Dude.
Like, Drake, think about that for a second. Exactly.
Insane.
I mean, 3 weeks ago, like, he was just barely, like, I think I saw a tweet saying he had $5 in his account and used it all to promote a meme on Twitter. That's milk where he's at now. It's
to
crazy.
Live his life right now.
I think in about a week, his voice is going to sound like Russell Wilson.
That's true. Another country singer, Keith Urban, just posted a video of him covering his version because everyone is jumping on board. So here's Keith.
I'm going to take my horse to the Old Town Road. I'm going to ride till I can't no more. Gonna take my horse to the Old Town Road. Gonna ride till I can't no more.
Now that's country. Nice. That's country right there.
Tell him, Chelsea. You tell him, Chelsea, what's country.
All right, do you guys want to know how much Ariana Grande got paid to play Coachella?
Man, this whole segment's been really depressing.
I feel poor.
I know. You're going to feel even more depressed. She got paid $8 million.
Yo, I hope she broke off NSYNC with some of that.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And just to compare, though, it was rumored. We don't know for sure how much Beyonce got paid, but it was rumored she only made between $3 to $4 million.
Well, that's probably because most of the budget went to production.
Yeah.
And yeah, everybody else that was on stage with Beyonce.
They did produce a documentary about
this
it.
This is true. I got to play it just because I'm a big NSYNC fan. But yeah. Obviously, if you haven't heard yet, Ari brought out Nicki Minaj, P. Diddy, Mace, and of course, NSYNC.
I've been rehearsing my whole life for this moment. Make some noise for NSYNC!
It's tearing up my heart when I'm with you. But when we are apart, I fear it too.
They don't sound that bad without JT.
I know. I was going to say JT wasn't there, but it was cool. He did post a picture on his Instagram of Ariana and the guys that they took backstage at Coachella, and he said, "You guys killed it last night."
Oh, God. He said that.
Good
like,
job, pal. Good
nice
job,
work.
Guys.
Nice work, fellas. Hope she hit you with a check. He's like, gas I mean, money.
It wasn't the Super Bowl, but hey, it's pretty cool.
Oh, I would have come, but I was headlining my own tour without you guys. My bad.
Truth. That's all I have for the Chelsea Report. To catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
And just because we know you haven't had enough, and she didn't make a lot of money at Coachella.
Ugh, so much.
Ariana Grande.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
97.1.
Mornings.
Amp Radio.
Thanks for hanging out with us. We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. So, by the way, if you do have an Alexa, you can listen to Amp Radio on it. Just say, hey, Alexa, play 97.1 Amp Radio. And bam, we're going to pop up right there, which is
hopefully.
Pretty cool.
Hopefully.
We've been told. No, definitely. It works. It works. Try it out.
For a while, our Alexa was playing 97.1 The River.
Yeah.
But they fixed that glitch, man.
Done with that nonsense.
By the way, a new report came out that allegedly Amazon hires thousands of people to listen to the conversations you have with Alexa. And allegedly, they're doing it to, you know, improve the performance of Alexa. And they're like, yo, we keep it all private. It's all good.
Right.
But why don't we ask our very own sassy Alexa in studio? What's up with that? And some more of your questions that you've texted in at 877-971-HITS.
Well, I don't believe any of that stuff because every, like, other day, Instagram is way too deliberate on what they're trying to sell me. I'm getting neon Jordans and stuff and Wu-Tang hoodies. Knock it off. All for my private conversations where I talk about Wu-Tang. All right, here we go. The first question was, hey, Alexa, do you employ a team of people to listen to all of our conversations?
Do I employ a team of people to listen to all of your conversations? Mm-hmm. You mean do I have a team of assistants to help me decipher your asinine nonsense? Yep. I mean, they don't do much but just wait on me hand and foot and save me having to listen to all of the boring stuff that you guys talk about.
Wow.
I only want to listen to the juicy stuff and the gossip. Answering your questions is honestly the most boring part of my day.
I'm glad you made it. Thanks.
I'm pretty sure that's why you're built, Alexa, but whatever.
I mean, there's no way they can... Amazon's going to be literally like... There's going to be a hologram of Jeff Bezos in your house someday. Anytime you say something, he's like, did you guys need toilet paper? All right, we got this question. This one actually came out of the studio just about 20 minutes ago. We were talking about intermittent fasting.
Oh, yeah.
Where you don't eat for like a certain amount of time in your day. And we've also talked about like keto and all sorts of things. So I wanted to see what Alexa thought about these kinds of things. So, hey, Alexa, what do you think about fad diets?
The worst part about people who start fad diets like the Whole 30 and eating keto is that they won't shut the fuck up about them.
Whoa.
Blah, we get it. You made a terrible diet choice and you are suffering about them. Can't you just suffer in silence and stop boring me to tears about it? I wish the first rule of a new diet was like Fight Club. Don't talk about your dumbass diet. We don't give a shit.
We
want to have fun in our lives and eat whatever we want.
I mean, it is fun not to care, right?
Yeah, absolutely, man. But some people do suffer and they're just trying to convince you to join. So,
so you can suffer together.
Yeah, because it sucks to suffer alone.
Exactly.
I feel the same way about people trying to pitch me on getting married again. Man, we don't want to do this all by ourselves.
Come on, Brian, try it. It's really cool. Second time
I already did it once. No, thank you. All right. I hope my girlfriend's not listening. Okay. This one's from Dave in Cerritos. What do you think of these new electric scooters you can ride around town, Alexa?
Ha 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 ha. Those electric scooters are great for the city. The thing that I think is the best thing that they do is that they help out with natural selection by giving dumbass people a super easy way to find creative ways to remove themselves from the gene pool. Catch my drift? That being said, Everyone should up their car insurance because a**s on scooters are a bad thing.
Oh, shoot.
I saw a herd.
Come on, Alexa.
I saw a herd of Lime scooters going down Wilshire the other day, and everyone was Instagramming with one hand, and I was like, you're not going to make it very long.
You're not going to make it to the end of those 15 seconds on your story.
Yeah. Not till Fairfax. Tell you that much right now.
Survival of the fittest.
That's true.
Thank you, Brian, and thank you, Alexa, for being with us. Love you, girl.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1
Amp Radio.
Dopest Moment Award goes out to our homie, Brian.
Yeah, Brian.
For just getting roasted.
I was like, me? It goes to you guys.
And just taking that roast that nobody intended to roast, which just kind of happened, you know? We're catching up about Brian. And you'll hear a little bit about it, but bottom line, this really hot dude is living with his girlfriend.
Like, really hot.
Mm-hmm.
In Atlanta right now.
Like, smoke show.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what happened. For some reason, Brian's mom thought it would be a great idea for a childhood friend of theirs to move in with Brian's girlfriend in Atlanta. The dude is shredded, super hot, British, and plays the guitar.
Oh, come on.
That's the worst part.
He's that one guy that can never find a shirt. He just, I don't know where I put my shirt. The shredded version of you.
Exactly.
The
worse.
Upgraded version.
Exactly. I don't want to say it out loud, but you did.
Like, you're 1.0, but he's 2.0.
That's right, guys. We all got it the first time. Oh, does anyone else have an analogy?
Yeah, like when you get an iOS update to fix the bugs, that's him. Yeah.
That one always dies faster. I think we got it.
Does anybody else have an analogy to maybe get it in?
Yeah.
DJ Majestic, hey, what up?
No, since Brian plays basketball, Brian's like a bench warmer in the D-League, and then this guy is like LeBron in the NBA.
Oh, I gotta be the bench warmer in the D-League? I can't even be on the court?
You're like the guy on the bench that's just cheering him on.
Yeah. It's like McDonald's french fries versus In-N-Out Burger french fries.
Oh, that's a debatable. That's debatable,
you're
Chelsea.
In-N-Out.
We got one from the 310 in the text line. They said, Brian, you're just like regular tickets to Coachella and Homeboys VIP. Yeah, thanks. Yeah, get it. I think I get it, everybody.
Brian, you're like shopping at the Paramount Swamp Meet versus him, the Beverly Center.
That's right. There we go. Keep him coming, everybody.
Anybody else?
Keep him coming. Tanner,
Justin
my only
Timberlake's
friend
in his NSYNC.
Oh. Yeah. That's just mean to everybody.
You're JC Chazay, bro.
Oh my God, I feel like old JC Chazay today.
Anybody else?
Tamram, I'm waiting for you.
She's too nice. She can't do it. She's my only friend.
She's not that nice.
Yeah. All right. That's enough, man. That's enough, guys. But anyways, we wish you luck, man. Coming up next, Kristen taking over your radio. Remember, don't allow anyone or any roast steal your joy or your peace. Love you guys.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Amp Radio.
Mornings.
Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.